Can you talk me through tendon transfers for radial nerves injuries? Sure. So, tendon transfers for radial nerves, my key principles are to ensure that the patient is well educated and motivated and has been seeing the physios, that the recipient's site has normal sensation, full passive range of movement, stable skeleton, and good soft tissue cover. That the recipient site, sorry, the donor site adheres to the apostle factors, which are the amplitude of motion should be similar in that the excursion length should be similar. Power and control should be adequate because the MRC grade will drop one through the transfer. That it should be one action or one tendon, one action. That the tendons should be synergistic. So tendons that work synergistically together are good transfer tendons. The liner pull should be straight and not round a pulley. And the tendon should be expendable. Then thinking about the radial nerve, the key deficiencies are wrist extension, finger extension, and radial abduction of the thumb. So in order to address these, I would use the classic transfer, which is pronator teres onto ECRB. And pronator teres is quite short, so it requires a 2-3 centimeter strip of periosteum to be taken as well. So that gives you wrist extension. Then for finger extension, I would use flexor carpi ulnaris onto the extensor digitorum communis. And then finally, palmaris longus onto the extensor pollicis longus.